This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, spring has arrived and field work is picking up. Rich Metzger of CHS on Route 140 says spring fertilizer application has been keeping them busy, and the wheat crop in his territory is in great shape.
So we've been busy the last couple weeks putting our final nitrogen application on our wheat, and I would say probably where we stand today, we're probably 98% done with doing our top dressing on our wheat. So my wheat acres are pretty well flat to maybe up just a few percent over last year. And so that process went real well, you know, in between the rain showers and that. So we're looking real good on that part of it. Also, we've been able to put on some P&K. The guys that didn't get their fall plow down on, we were able to get across some of those acres here in the last few weeks to do some of that work also.
So with being that close to being done with fertilizer application for the wheat, I mean, are you ahead of schedule? Are you right on track? Are you happy with where you're at?
Oh, I'd say we're, calendar-wise, I'd say we're really right on track, and I'm pleased with the way the wheat looks. I myself would probably rate it as above average to maybe just a little bit below excellent. I mean, I like the stands. We've got good population, so I'm real happy with the way things look to this day.
Have the recent rains we received, have those been a big help for the wheat crop?
Oh, very much, very much. The overall soil profile, I mean, we were really deficient in our subsoil moisture through the winter, and seems like we really caught up here in the last 30 to 45 days on our moisture. So it's a real plus, you know, as we move into April and May into the planting season. It's well welcomed.
Well, that sounds great. It's always good to hear a good report and that crops are doing well. Looking into the rest of this week and on to next week, what are plans like for you? What is the CHS agronomy team going to be working on?
So a couple big projects right now is we're getting our seed corn and seed beans moved out into the country, getting those products delivered, and also getting some anhydrous toolbars moved into position for the farmers. So, you know, if we are able to go on our anhydrous projects here in the next week or so, we can go and be ready.
And hold up on that, are you just waiting for ground to dry out, soil temps to be right, or?
More or less as a ground soil moisture and that. We get through the next couple rains here, most of the farmers will be ready to go on some nitrogen application for their corn.
For that application, is most of that split? Do you apply some of that in the fall, and then now you're adding more in the spring? Are you doing most of it in the spring? Talk to us a little bit about how you guys split that up.
So in our trade territory here, 99% of the anhydrous or the nitrogen is applied in the spring. So most of the guys will put most of their nitrogen on pre-plant, but the upcoming trend is to put a smaller percentage on now, and then maybe what we call spoon feed it through the season. The guys may go across their acres once or twice with more nitrogen through the growing season.
And I think the reason you're doing that, there's been some real benefits seen for the crops?
Yes. In fact, I just got off the phone with a grower that's going to work with that a little bit more than he has in the past. It seems like the person that puts a little bit of nitrogen on later on in that corn plant's life, big benefits, and we've seen anywhere from 20, 30, 40 bushel increases. I think that's a good benefit.
Well, it definitely sounds like it. Worth trying at least to see what happens on your acres. Rich, I know spring is a busy time of year, and it's just the beginning, and it's only going to get busier, especially once we start planting season. Safety tips, reminders, or just anything else you'd like to tell farmers about today while they're listening and you have the chance?
To anybody, being around equipment every day, just be aware of your surroundings. Know what you're around, the moving parts, anyone that works with anhydrous ammonia. Make sure you wear your safety equipment, goggles, gloves, and be aware of what's around you.
Rich Metzger of CHS. For questions or to schedule fertilizer applications, you can call the office at 618-488-6500. And we'll be back with more in just a moment. The National Corn Growers Association says concerns linger that the Trump administration could cut a deal with the nation's oil refiners that could put a big dent in ethanol demand. In turn, that would have a negative impact on the price of corn. The National Corn Growers remains active on its members' behalf, including running a major advertising campaign in the Washington, D.C. area. The proposal from the refinery industry to cap the price of renewable identification numbers, or RINs, is something that the president is said to be considering. The National Corn Growers Association wants leadership to know that would cut farm income almost $4 billion per year for the next 2 years. The organization also wants the president to understand there are better options out there, including allowing the year-round sale of ethanol blends greater than 10%. That idea would lower RIN values to address refiners' concerns by blending more ethanol. The National Corn Growers Association says farmers can't afford a bad deal and need to let the White House know their opinions on the matter. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the Senate Ag Committee is on track to release a bipartisan farm bill after the Easter recess. Politico says Grassley is warning lawmakers that a Republican-only bill coming out of the House would have no chance of getting through the upper chamber. Bipartisan farm bill talks are stalled in the House amid complaints from Democrats on the Ag Committee, who say they've been largely cut out of the negotiating process and haven't been given an opportunity to review the bill's text. They're particularly interested in potential changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. House Ag Chair Mike Conaway, a Texas Republican, hasn't indicated whether he'll yield to pressure from Democrats to share the bill's text or if he'll go ahead with a partisan measure. Grassley recently met with Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts to talk about things the Iowa senator would like to see included in the Senate's version of the farm bill. Grassley says the staff is starting to draft a farm bill, and Roberts said he'd like to start the process after the Easter recess. Well, looking at local events, the Macoupin County Farm Bureau is hosting a drive-through pork cookout tomorrow from 11 to 1 in the Farm Bureau parking lot in Carlinville. Pork chops and pork burgers will be available. Proceeds will benefit the Macoupin County Ag Education Foundation. If you'd like to place an order ahead of time or have questions, you can call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau for more information. Again, that's the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Pork Cookout tomorrow from 11 to 1. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.